Dozens of invasive species are in the Big Lakes, and scientists believe many of them were brought in via the ballast water of foreign ships. The House has passed by a veto-proof margin, a major Coast Guard measure that includes several requirements for ships that arrive from overseas. There would be treatment standards for ballast water that would get tougher as time goes on, and commercial vessels would have to have onboard treatment technology by 2009. Andy Buxbaum of the National Wildlife Federation says the requirements would cost some money, but he says there should eventually be savings for taxpayers.
The costs per ship are far, far less than the costs to the Great Lakes as a whole. One estimate of what we lose in the Great Lakes because of an invasive species is over $5 billion a year. That's an EPA report estimate.
Some shipping companies and port directors have been leery of ballast water legislation, but Green Bay port manager Dean Hain, who heads the Wisconsin Commercial Ports Association, says this federal bill is welcome.
There are costs going to be associated with it, but having the legislation will allow the development of the technology so that it can get on board, so that the one black eye, I like to consider it, that the port industry has can be eliminated, and that's the further introduction of invasive species.
The House Coast Guard bill still has to be reconciled with a Senate version, and President Bush is reportedly unhappy with part of the House measure. But if the disagreements can be resolved, the ballast water requirements could become law later this year. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.